This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's based in London, observing the London news, turning on the Sunak government, which has been called by one wag accident prone. Why? Well, most recently, there have been a number of decisions that are controversial, but I'm not speaking of budget now. I'm speaking of personnel. The Tory chair, the chairman of the Tory party, that's the leader of the Conservative Party, and the chairman of the BBC, these decisions are both being challenged by voices in the parliament and by editorial voices outside, because in one instance, that would be the Tory chairman, the Conservative chairman, there are tax questions. In the other instance, that would be the BBC chairman. There's a matter of suggestive influence peddling or scratching each other's backs. Joe, you were very careful to explain to me why you thought Boris Johnson was in trouble very early on, when I was ready to dismiss the party criticism as just the sort of thing you have during a pandemic. You find something small to complain about because you're inside. You were right. It grew and grew until Mr. Johnson departed. How do you measure the Sunak government handling these most recent events where decisions have been made and can't be easily reversed about personnel?
Well, I do think that there is a bit of a difference going on right now between the current situation of the Sunak government and what happened to Boris Johnson, although whether the end result will be the same is anyone's guess. But here's what I think is the difference. Boris had always presented him as a tribune of the everyman voter, the ordinary voter, especially in a bunch of these working class electoral districts. And so when you had things like the scandal over the parties that he had during the COVID lockdown or some of his other political scandals, it felt like a real kick in the teeth to those voters because he was demonstrating that he was just as much of an elitist as the politicians that they had thought that they were rejecting when they voted for Boris. Now, I think the dynamic is going to be very different, and perhaps some of the scandals that Rishi Sunak is suffering at the moment are a bit more survivable in the short term, simply because people have such low expectations for him. He has never pretended to be anything other than a normal politician, and these are normal political scandals of the sort that you always seem to accumulate the longer a party is in power. But you don't have that sort of divergence between the image that he had presented and the reality, such as it is, that's emerging from any of these particular kerfuffles that might be happening. But I do think that the Rishi Sunak and the Conservative Party more broadly has a big problem in that they have been in power for nearly 13 years now. That is a very long time for any one party in a democracy to be in power. And the signs of intellectual and political exhaustion are everywhere. And they are clearly reaching that point where they just start seeming very accident prone. And so I think that that is the real danger of these scandals, not necessarily that the scandals will precipitate the collapse of Rishi Sunak's government in the same way that they kind of contributed to bringing down Boris, but more that this is going to be the sort of thing that voters will remember when they do go to the polls the next time, whenever the next election ends up being, as sort of signs that the Tories have lost the plot and are no longer a competent governing party.
The NHS, I mention it because we didn't speak of strikes immediately. There are more strikes to come, work actions or slowdowns. There are a lot of euphemisms. However, the NHS seems to be of another degree of problems for the Sunak government, as it has been for every government. A very wise man in America has said that it's the Stockholm syndrome. The governments of Great Britain are captive of the NHS. It's a sign of, I guess, virtue that you support it. They talk about reform, but it doesn't change the threat, which is the way they put it now is that it's going to swallow the whole budget. That's an exaggeration, of course. But is the NHS in the news being conversed as a reform change? We need to get rid of it. How serious are they, Joe, given this is the winter of their discontent? We have about a minute.
Well, I mean, the discussions about the crisis in the NHS are very serious. But what you have to remember is that people think of the NHS as the national religion. So unfortunately, I increasingly think that any substantive reform, you know, for example, means testing benefits so that the wealthy people start paying for their own health care, privatizing any parts of it, that's going to require a messy intellectual and spiritual process akin to a religious reformation. And that is not going to be fast. So I think that the system is going to continue falling deeper and deeper into crisis before they undergo that change of heart that would be required to reform it.
And right now, then, I should regard these headlines about the NHS as business as usual. We know something's wrong, but we're not going to change, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, the solution for now is going to be to try to throw more taxpayer money at it, and then we'll continue having these arguments about reforming it.
Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. This is CBS Eye on the World. We're headed to inflation land. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.